So again, in the Sefer Mitzvos, we find that the Rambam in Mitzvah Aleph, in speaking about the recognition of the Borei Olam, the Creator, Prime Mover, First Cause, whatever you want to call him,
Hashem Yisbarach,
the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach, he says that the Eibishter says Hatzivui Asher Tzivanu. I said that. Lahamin, everyone see it? Lahamin. Ha'alokus, v'hu shena'amin, she'isham, ilo v'siba, hu po'a l'kol ha'nimzos, v'hu amru, anochi Hashem alokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself says, regarding this matter, anochi Hashem alokecha. Okay, for the...
It's like going from 1 to 344. You should be able to go from page 1 to 344 in a matter of seconds.
Okay.
Issue.
All right, definitely. You had coffee. You had coffee this morning. Yeah. So the Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos, we call it Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam speaks about recognizing the Kadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Emuna, Asher Tzivanu LaHa'amin, and then again, he speaks of Shena'amin. Quotes the pasuk Anoch Hashem Lakecha. Then the Gemara Makos Tariq Mitzvos Nemrul Moshe Misinai. Maikra Torah Tziva Lana Moshe Kolomar Minyan Torah V'Hikshu Alzev Amru Torah B'Gematria. Here again, you see the Rambam making reference to something that we've all heard, and maybe we think it's for children, but the Rambam takes it seriously. Pasuk tells us, Torah Tzival and Moshe, Torah in Gematria is Tuf Resh Yud Aleph, Have, V'haisa Tshuva Anochi, V'lo Yem Mipia Gvura, Shomum, Hine Kvaris Barlacha, Shanochi Hashem, Miklal Tayag Mitzos, V'hutzivoi Be'emuna, Kemoshe Be'arnu. So the word Torah itself has the Gematria of 611, Anochi, and V'lo Yia, those were heard in Piyag Vura. So, okay, there's a Chazal that explains what happened, that really they heard all the mitzvahs first from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then they needed to hear them more slowly, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said the first two, and it was just too much for people to handle, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to take over, as it were, and say the rest. Everyone's familiar one way or the other with that account. So the Rambam here is making reference to that. All that is tangential to our main focus, and that is the Rambam here, in talking about the recognition of the Borei Olam, or the Kadosh Baruch Hu, speaks about emunah, speaks about what we would, I guess in English, translate as belief or faith. And yet, in Yisodei HaTorah, take a look in Sefer Mada, the very beginning of Hilchos Aseret. This is a review. For anyone that's been here, I want to just repeat one or two of the main points before moving on to a new approach to the question that we've been dealing with. Very beginning of the Hilchos Aseret Torah, they say about the first four halachos essentially deal with this same first mitzvah. Yisod HaYisodos, V'amun HaChachmos, Leida, Sheyesh Sham Motzoi Rishon. And then again, in Halacha Vav, the Yediyas Davar Zeh, Mitzvah Saseh. So here, in the Yad, the Rambam uses the term Yediya, Leida. And in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is using the term Lahamin, Shenamin. That seems to be a problem. So we saw the Radvaz, who in his Tshuva, speaking about the Rambam and the Rambam's codification of the Mitzvos, acknowledges this divide, and he says, really, the Rambam starts with Yediya, because Yediya is Iker. Yediya is really paramount. But there is this other level called Amunah, right? The higher level, as it were, would be Yediya. But Lahamin is still a level. Some people get fixated at the Lahamin stage. They're not necessarily capable of being Choker and attaining the level of Yediya, but it does seem to be the ideal for those that can go that far, for those that can attain that through, remember what the Radvaz lists over there? Anyone? O yesh derech acheres, v'hu derech achokim asher hevi mofsim, chazokim, rayos, brus, la'ameis, mitziyuso yisbarach, l'shaber, milataos, hakofrim, kasher kasu, sifrehim barucha, u'berosham harambam zal. V'zehu ha'yidiya ha'amises, v'achin kasa berosh mishna Torah, yisod yisodos, omun ha'chachmos, leida she'esham motzim rishon. He says here that the chachamim have another path to recognizing the Borei Olam, not just sense perception, not just emuna, the ladas yesh eloa matsui v'himtzi kol nitzelos b'cheftzah pashut, but rather through chakira, through investigation, through study, through research, and through rayos brus, clear proofs, says the Radvaz. And he says that's why the Rambam starts with the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, with the Sefer Mada, and Yisodi HaTorah, with this notion of Leida. Od yesh derech acheres lebal yachachma panimius. And then he goes on from there. But obviously, recognizing that there are two tracks here, there's two paths to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Amuna track, Maminim derech Amuna, Kamisha Roh Hadavar, like someone who saw something and is confident that they saw it. Ulufid Varenu, Mishum Hachi Kosav, Asher Hosei Sicha, Meretz Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. And it doesn't say, I created Shemayim Varetz. We don't say, you should recognize me that I created heaven and earth, and the and the oceans. Lahoros, Kamosha Tamaminim Yitzis Mitzrayim. Just like you believe in Yitzis Mitzrayim, which you saw with your own eyes, so too you should believe in the mitzius of the Creator, even though perhaps you're not yet at the level of the chokrim, asher heviyu mosim, and so on and so forth. There's still this level of emunah. And we said, also, this is something that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, acknowledges as well, in this Sefer Perech Mate Aaron. I didn't mention last time, but maybe it deserves mentioning now. This sefer was prepared, if I'm not mistaken, by a Talmud of his. I forget if it's this volume or not this volume. It might be the second volume. Aaron Soloveitchik in his Hakdama says he wants to thank his nephew, who worked very hard on preparing the sefer, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who went over it, and his Talmud, Rav Aaron Marcus. He goes to a whole bunch of people that he's thanking. And then, Achron Chaviv, Talmidi HaMetsuyon, Isha Eshkalos, Harav HaGadol, Dr. David Yaakov Halevi Applebaum Shlita, Harofe HaYadua. Laudatory terms in which Rav Aaron speaks about him. Isha Ashkolo, Mitsuyan, Rofe Hayadua, the well-known doctor, Shezocha Bepras, Yoshev Rosh Knesset Yisrael, Lahatzos Nefashos. I think he ran the emergency medicine in Shari Tzedek, if I'm not mistaken. She'omal V'yoga Al-Ksav Hayad, he went over the galleys. V'hishkiya bo Yomim V'leilos, spent days and nights going over it. Shebizchus amalo v'avodaso roe hachibur or. This sefer came to light because of all the work that he put in. Yechazkem Hashem v'yivorchem v'kol tov selam. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, sometime later, Dr. Appelman was murdered. Hashem yinkam damo. So, in the very beginning of the Sefer, the Rav Aaron addresses this question. He goes through Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav. And he says right away that this is something that needs attention. And we pointed out that the approach that he takes is very similar to the Radvaz's approach, but with a slightly different bent. And he says the following. He says that the Rambam writes that the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one of the mitzvos, which we know. The Kavanasa Lahasig Albal Halachos Gedolos. Why is he writing this? Because there were others who said that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not one of the mitzvos. That's just an overarching principle that person needs to accept before they even get to the mitzvos. Now, without an ochesh alakecha, there's nothing really to talk about. But an ochesh alakecha is just a fact. It's not a mitzvah per se. It's just the reality. Now that this is the fact, okay, these are the mitzvos. But the Rambam felt that even an ochesh alakecha, as he cites, is to be included in the mitzvos. And mavur od midivri Rambam shahamitzvah ladas, to know. So as you see from the Rambam, the mitzvah is to know that there is a borei olam. He beikra ladas. It is essentially to know b'derech mofes lo b'derech emuna bavad. You get the sense in going through Yisodi HaTorah that it's not enough to, I'll use the term advisedly, to believe that there's a borei olam. You have to know that there's a borei olam, that there's a creator through mofes, through investigation, through knowledge, through information. However, if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, as we've seen already, and then he points out that the Rambam uses the Lashon Lahamin, Harei Mavur B'Lashon HaRambam, you see from the Lashon HaRambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he cites this very same pasuk, Anoch Shishem HaLakecha, Hu Lahamin, B'Derech HaMunah. He says there's no stira. There's no stira, why not? Ein Shem Stira B'in Lashon HaRambam, B'Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, L'B'in Lashon HaRambam, Sefer HaMitzvos. There is no real discrepancy or contradiction between the two. B'Derech Klal HaMitzvah Shal Anochi, B'Ikra, Hi Ladas B'Derech HaEmunah. Sheisham Bori Olam. So it's true. Essentially, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha is Lahamin. Or what he says, sorry. Lada'as b'derech ha'amunah. We said this is sort of a loaded term. Something that he kind of created. Lada'as, to know, b'derech ha'amunah. Through the path of belief. What in the world does that mean? Amnam b'nogei la'anoshim chachamim. But when it comes to the chachamim who are capable, they are balei moach, balei mada, they understand things, they have knowledge, they have sense, they have wisdom. Utvuna, sheish lahem hakisharon, they have the talent, v'hayicholet, and the ability. Liros b'derech hamofes, sheisham borei olam. Harei heim, chayovim ladas, sheisham borei olam. Very similar to what the Radvaz says, give me one second, but the way Rav Aaron is presenting it is that the basic mitzvah is lahamin. But if you're capable of more, you mechuyev to take it further. Masha'in ken anoshim pshutim. Remember this? It says simple people, people that don't have this capacity, they can't do this. They're not nevone mada. They don't understand science. Maybe they're not deep thinkers. Lo rak she'in ha-mitsuyanim, ha-mitsuvim ladas, but derech ha-mofes. Not only are they not required to do that, they're not obligated to do that. Ela adaraba. Aveira chamurhi ad mod li shtad ladas, but derech ha-mofes. It says it's wrong for them, and it's actually an Aveira, for them to do that. How do I know if the other person is ready?
If yourself.
I don't know. It's like anything else. You know, a person has a sense of themselves, where they're at. Okay. You know, but certainly you have to know the other person. You have to know who you're speaking to. You can't just go out and say, listen, you know, Mila Shem Elai, I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong, and anyone who wants to know the truth, come to me. That's irresponsible. I think that's... it's a little arrogant, and it's irresponsible. You might be doing more harm to that person than help. Let me just go on for a minute or two before we get too caught up.
But first, it has to come from a sense of belief, it seems like. Like, the lower level is the belief.
What the Radvaz says is that, he says that's the lower level. You need to have that first before, I guess, you could get to the other level. Right. But Radvaz is saying for some people it's appropriate to be fixated in the Lahamin level.
But you have to have that first, that belief.
It would, no, I don't, like, it would seem that way.
You can't be 10 years old and know. You have to, like, believe.
Again, I think he's even talking about people who are a little bit more advanced in their years.
Your average talking about kids at all.
I'm just saying a person has to start with the belief. You can't
correct.
Just go into...
Right, it's a similar type of thing with the Mora.
It's true.
Right.
Like, you can't just jump into the Mora, you know, right when you start learning, and assume that you're going to get some deep idea out of it.
Right. So
then maybe you could have this belief, and then
is it turning out like what's that guy's name? Achuzai.
Acher.
Acher. Yeah, that guy.
There is another approach to reconciling this apparent contradiction. That's a little bit more technical, but it's good to be familiar with. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, LaHaRambam, from Masada Rav Kook, with the notes of Rav Chaim Heller, Hagon Rav Chaim Heller. So, in the very first mitzvah, there is a footnote There's a footnote on the word lahamin. I'm not going to read the whole footnote, but I'm going to read, and when I say footnote, it means there's a ha'ara from Reb Chaim Haller. I'm going to just read the part that's pertinent. He writes the following. We'll see in a minute that the Kapach Rambam has a similar approach. That means Reb Kapach had a similar approach. He writes here. And this is, like I said, this is a little bit more technical. The first approach we had is one that's based on the Rambam's intent. Here we have another idea. He quotes from the Abarbanel. He says the Abarbanel brings Shaharav ben Chazdai b'tchilas sifro kasev lezet tol tos mafursam misha mona b'mitzvah sase lahamin mitzios hakel ve'ein suffik shekiven al Rambam ayin sham. Okay. We saw already that some took issue with the Rambam's counting of Anochi Hashem as a mitzvah. Masheherech. V'omnam, however, you should know, beguf ha'aravi, in the original Arabic, ksuva milos itakad. The word was not lahamin, this was written in Arabic. In Arabic, it was itakad, or something like that. I don't know, I don't speak Arabic. But it's in Hebrew, it's spelled out Ayin Aleph, Tuf, Kuf, Aleph, Dalid, Itakad or Itakid, something like that. Shebe'emes, Yesh Lezeh Gam Muvon Das. This is really the real taich, if you will, of that word. Itakad is not Lahamin, but it's Das. Veshapir Nucha Latargin, Shetzivonu Biyadias Ha'elokus, Vahushaneda. So he says the real taich should have been. I mean, there's no real disparity. There's no contradiction between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Yad. When they translated from the Arabic, for whatever reason, some of the translators used the word Lahamin, but it should have been Yediyah, because the real translation of that Arabic word, if you know Arabic, if you're sensitive to the nuances of that language, you would know it means Das. And then he goes on to quote, the Yedidi HaChacham, HaProfessor, somebody Yitzchak Mitvach, Zal He'eroni Misifro Shor Sajigon Sefer Amunos Videos Shenikra Ba'aravis Kitav El, or again Al Amman Os Va'al Et Ha'ako Odos Viturgom Le'irvrit B'shem Ha'amuna Vadeos. Right, so he's taking that same word which is, so, you know, in some way, the word that was in the Rambam's Yad, the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos, and there it's taiched into meaning Emunos VeDeos. Again, he's trying to explain that word really, once upon a time, was Yediyah, that was the Rambam's intent, and there was never real any real contradiction between the two. So we don't need all the fancy lomdos of the Radvaz or Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. It's just a more technical problem that there is no disparity. It's really all the same. It's all Yediyah. It's all Yediyah.
There is no mitzvah Emunah.
According to this approach, right, it would just be all Yediyah. Now that's what you have to strive for. The Radvaz, there's two tracks within this mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's two ways that you could find yourself fulfilling that mitzvah.
Fine.
You could be a person who's able to be a ma'amin, in the same way that your ma'amin in Yetzias Mitzrayim, or you could be a person who's on the level of Chakira and be a Yodeya.
Where was the mona?
Off the channel. Okay, we'll stop here, but just in the interim, be aware that Kapach, Rambam essentially makes the same point, and next time we'll move on to perhaps a new point. But be aware that there are different approaches to this idea, and you shouldn't automatically think that there's no place in acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Emunah. Alright, we'll stop here.